Dun 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 dun.
Don't be suspicious. 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 Hello and welcome to Roll Bravely, a live play Pathfinder 2nd edition podcast. I am your game master, Charles Reno, and this is our 5th episode, guys. Or, I mean, it should have been. But we ran into a little technical difficulty. We had a snag with one of our players' audio. It happens. I'll let you guys listen to what we put together. See if you can figure out whose audio got corrupted. In the meantime, we didn't want to leave you totally hanging. We didn't want to leave you without any context for what happened in the episode. So while the episode itself, largely about the players sitting around, talking to each other out of character, figuring out how to perform a heist, we know that that could be valuable to members of our audience who are looking to kind of see how other tables might operate, other tables might do things. Sure, you don't need to copy us, but it is always nice to have a blueprint of what to do, or in many of our cases, what not to do. So, I have arranged for a special field report from the one, the only, Mr. Jerry Barnborn. Take it away, Jerry, and join us next week for episode 6 when the party commences the heist on Ember Corporation. It's going to be great, guys. Tune in, find out. Appreciate you.
Hello, it's your good buddy, Captain Jerry Barnborn, bringing you a special report from the field this week. Our lovable and lovely heroes are doing recon, trying to figure a way into the Ember Corporation headquarters. There is sure to be danger, maybe even traps.
Is that Venom?
Hoy! Might be indeed. In the meantime, old Jerry looks to be on the outside looking in. If only there was someone to keep me company during the long and lonely night while our adventuring party is bravely at work trying to make Hopes and Brace a safer place for us all. Maybe after them, maybe old Taldir might be willing to sit with Jerry and have a pint. Maybe we'll end up staring deep into each other's eyes, seeing where we can get lost in there, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Really? Well, that would be a dream come true for Captain Barnborn.
Fantastic.
Still, I do worry our passions. They might get the better of us. Might be some repercussions. I'm hoping we keep things professional, at least until the city's safe again. I mean, what would even happen if we were to acknowledge the tension growing like a slow ember of fire between our two hearts?
Smoke fills the building. They think it's a fire. They call the fire department. We show up in firefighter clothes.
Right, yeah. That kind of heat can only be kept under wraps for so long. Might be a good idea we bring along a third, eh?
I think Wesley should probably be the one to do it.
That is an excellent idea. Wesley, you interested in being our third, as it were? Menage a hangout, maybe?
How big is the smokestack?
Look, trying to keep things above board here, so as much as I'd like to talk about it, and I do like to talk about the old smokestack from time to time, no, I don't know that that leads us anywhere better. Not exactly my type anyway, big as a hill giant and all, but Jerry is flexible. Try everything once, me ma used to say. Think she might have been talking about root vegetables, though. Still, seems like a good way to live life. Maybe it's better if we make it a whole party. Invite everyone. What do you say to that? Big crowd, big group. Keep everybody above board. Celebrate the victory together. You know, real win.
I'm just going to be in the corner, just creepy.
Right, yeah, I get that. Pale and tall. Not pleasant combo, my ma used to say. Still, someone might be interested in you. What if a friend of mine were to, you know, come try to chat you up a bit? Maybe just, you know, build professional relationships.
bite them.
Hoy, that's quite the introduction. Still, I think maybe you should take things a bit slower, don't you?
No. Bite them. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Still, gotta be you. I get that. Old Jerry can't be anyone but Jerry, me ma used to say. Still, might be children or pets about, depending on the crowd. May need to, you know, put a lid on the more wild aspirations, as it were, of the group.
Actually, yeah.
I'll take care of the dogs.
Really? You would do that? Well, that would be a big help. You have a lot of experience taking care of dogs, then. You like dogs?
I'll kill them.
My. I would expect that kind of talk from our Taz, maybe. I mean, beautiful face aside, the man has issues with our canine companions. That's well documented. And maybe rightfully so, but still. Seems drastic. Amorous, can you help me out at all with this?
I mean, the bad part is that the smokestack has been reportedly not used.
Look lively, Amorous. We've put away the smokestack talk. Family-friendly event is what we're planning, so all the friends in our audience can attend, right?
Ooh.
No worries, mate. Happens to the best of us. Maybe you can let me know what you found while you retconned. Might be better for us all. Give the crowd a bit of an actual, I don't know, recap of events.
Well, like the building is full of like fuel and like gunpowder and stuff like that. So,
right, yeah, seems like the mission might be a bit tricky then. I'm sure whatever strategy you come up with won't involve setting off a bomb then, right? At least y'all figured out that much.
Yeah, you're gonna blow up the whole thing. Oh, also, why don't we blow up the whole building?
Well, it might result in a lot of unnecessary death. Think it out loud. Yeah. Might want to do it quiet like. Well, yeah, the Ember Dwarves can be, how would you say it politely, fucking mental when you mess with their money.
That's interesting. I like that idea.
Right, yeah, of course. I mean, don't take any cards off the table. But you can undercook your dinner all day. You can only burn it once, as me ma used to say.
That could be a way to sneak out if we get really in some shit.
Good point, Ambrose. Though I know you'll hold it in your back pocket until absolutely necessary. After all, a good portion of the population is dwarven. They might not take it too kindly, have a full frontal attack on the center of economic footing. But what do I know? I'm Jerry. I was born in a barn.
Could you just get a rope with like that claw thing?
Well, that does sound reasonable, really.
Now you just gotta get back out.
Well, that doesn't sound too tough for a group of adventurers like yourselves. I mean, Taldir, I believe in you, mate.
I'm a big guy.
You sure are. You sure are, both in body and in spirit. But most importantly, I think, in love, you've got a certain je ne sais quoi, if you will. Feel like you might have stolen my heart.
Just went down to Thieves R Us. Yeah.
Sweet.
Look, I don't want to get sidetracked, so I think we should put our feelings aside once more and maybe see if the party can share anything else before the heist commences, yeah?
Or just cover yourself in shit.
Feel like you're running real hot and cold on me, mate. Real hot and cold.
I'm so singularly focused on your eyes right now, and I gotta say, you've really got beautiful eyes, you know.
Well, I think that's enough of that. Glad we could catch up with you. Look forward to seeing you next week. And if you're thinking of skipping it, well.
Yeah, but think about how fucking sick it's gonna be to pull off a heist.
Couldn't agree more, Zach. Couldn't agree more. Thanks, everyone. Have a good night. Join us again next week when we roll bravely on. This podcast is a production of Dragonflight Entertainment and is not affiliated with or endorsed by Paizo Inc. Pathfinder and the Pathfinder 2nd Edition game system are trademarks of Paizo Incorporated, and the use of their intellectual property is intended solely for entertainment purposes. All original characters, storylines, and content featured in this podcast are the creative work of Dragonflight Entertainment and its contributors. For more information about Pathfinder and Paizo's products, please visit www.paizo.com. Thank you for joining us on this adventure, and we'll see you next time when we rejoin our party on the world of Ime and they roll bravely on.